This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has called for developing a collective resolve of AI for global common good. Inaugurating the India AI Impact Summit 2026 at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi, in the presence of many world leaders, Prime Minister Modi said, "In AI, India sees opportunity and the blueprint of tomorrow." Mr. Modi said India not only develops new technology, but also adopts it rapidly. He said India is the center of the world's largest tech pool. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today chaired the roundtable discussion with business leaders at the India AI Impact Summit in New Delhi. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said the CEO roundtable brought together various stakeholders from the world of AI, technology and innovation. The discussions were insightful and forward-looking, focused on scaling AI responsibly, strengthening global collaboration and unlocking opportunities for growth. Mr. Modi said it was heartening to see a shared commitment to harnessing AI for human progress and sustainable development. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today held a series of bilateral meetings with world leaders on the sidelines of the ongoing India AI Impact Summit 2026 in New Delhi. Mr. Modi held a bilateral meeting with Crown Prince of Abu Dhabi, Sheikh Khalid bin Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan. Prime Minister Modi also held a bilateral meeting with the Netherlands Prime Minister Dick Schoof on the sidelines of the summit. Mr. Modi met the President of Switzerland Guy Parmelin on the sidelines of the summit. The Prime Minister also held a bilateral meeting with his counterpart from the Hellenic Republic, Kyriakos Mitsotakis. Big technology company CEOs also attended the opening ceremony of the India AI Impact Summit 2026 at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi. In his address, Chairman of Tata Sons N. Chandrasekharan described AI as the next foundational infrastructure. CEO of Anthropic, Dario Amodei, reflected on the pace of AI advancement since the first Global AI Safety Summit at Bletchley Park in 2023. CEO of Alphabet, Sundar Pichai, in his address described AI as the biggest platform shift of a lifetime and underlined its potential to accelerate scientific discovery. French President Emmanuel Macron has said both France and India want to expand cooperation on Rafale aircraft. Speaking to the media on the sidelines of the India AI Impact Summit in New Delhi, President Macron said, "A few days ago, India confirmed its willingness to command a new bunch of 114 Rafale aircraft and to co-produce them." He added that Make in India will be core in this new command.
Rafale, what we want to do is to expand. So India confirmed a few days ago its willingness to indeed command a new bunch of Rafale, 114. And to co-produce, so the Make in India will be core in this new command. And on top of that, what we want to do is to improve the cooperation in maintenance capacities in terms of diversification of approach and to be much more, I would say, in a sort of mutual agreement cooperation.
The Defence Research and Development Organisation, DRDO, has conducted a successful qualification level load test of Drogue parachute for Gaganyaan programme in Chandigarh. The Ministry of Defence said the dynamic tests simulating qualification level loads which are higher than the maximum flight loads shows the additional design safety margin of the parachute. The test was conducted yesterday with the Indian Space Research Organisation Aerial Delivery Research and Development Establishment, DRDO, alongside various TBRL dedicated teams. The Election Commission has directed chief electoral officers of 22 states and union territories to complete preparatory work related to the upcoming Special Intensive Revision SIR of electoral rolls. The Election Commission has asked CEOs of these states and UTs to complete the initial work, saying the SIR is expected to begin from April this year. The Commission said currently SIR is underway in 12 states and union territories. In the ICC Men's T20 Cricket World Cup, Zimbabwe registered a 6-wicket victory over Sri Lanka in a Group B match at the R. Premadasa Stadium in Colombo this evening. Zimbabwe scaled down the target of 179, scoring 182 for 4 in 19.3 overs. And with that, we end this news bulletin.